I think the planning committee has done a fantastic job. Don't forget, this is the first time we've been through such an experience. We've never lost a sitting president in our history, more so when we lost our president unexpectedly. It was so sudden that we've virtually been overtaken by events. And normally when you are doing things for the first time, you're likely to commit one error or the other. But be that as it may, in generality, I think that they've done very well. The planning has gone smoothly. There were concerns about one or two issues, but those issues, I believe, have been ironed out. The only worry is that there's been too much speculation, too much fabricated story, and falsehood being bandied around because of a casket, the so-called 30 million budget, and all kinds of speculation. But that is Ghana. In a democratic system, sometimes you come across a lot of this speculation. But clearly, the overall view is that we are united in sorrow. We've lost a giant, a man of accomplishment.
Some people initially expressed concern that due to the elections, party political activities will still be in play. But you talked about people being united and all that. Is that what you see on the ground?
Yes. Generally speaking, there's been unanimity, and we have expressed solidarity in these difficult times. You would expect that after the funeral, the political activity might pick up. But as I speak now, we are all mourning. I'm told that most of the parties have suspended their political activities, and all of us are paying our tribute to our departed president. As for politics, we might eventually go back, but the president has continued to preach that we should do our politics with a sense of decorum, with a certain level of decency, and within the atmosphere of peace and tranquility. It shouldn't be within the realm of animosity, acrimony, and rancor.
The president recently called for unity among Ghanaians as the former president is going to be buried. Some people say deed, not word. How is he going to channel the loss of his former boss, so to speak, to rally Ghanaians behind him ahead of this year's election and beyond?
I think President Mahama is not a novice. He is not a new person. We've known him for some time now. He's been noted for engaging in decent politics. His language is generally decent. His comportment, his demeanor, and the way he carries himself. Everybody can attest to the fact that he's a man of peace. Since he became vice president, everybody who is descending can attest to the fact that he has shown maximum respect to the office. He has shown a certain level of decency in his demeanor. He has carried himself as a statesman, and across the length and breadth of this world, he has demonstrated beyond reasonable doubt that he is capable of leading the nation. As I said earlier on, he called the entire communication team and advised us to be courteous in our language, to be civil in our language. And if you have observed our tone and our language, we are trying as much as we can to exemplify his demeanor, to reflect his image, and to do whatever we can do to depict the style of President Mahama. President Mills did his best. And one good thing President Mahama has made clear is that he believes that his predecessor served Ghana very well. President Kufuor, President Mills, and the former President Rawlings did their bit. His duty would be to build on the good things that these leaders have left behind. And where there were challenges, he would work towards correcting those challenges. And also listen to the people of Ghana, because he said that the one cutting the path doesn't normally know how crooked it is. And so he believes in an open-door policy. He believes in a transparent government. And I can assure you that he is determined and prepared to serve the people of Ghana.
Now, John, what should be the expectations of Ghanaians as the nation mourns and prepares to bury late President Atta Mills?
Unity, togetherness. One voice, and believe that we are one nation with a common destiny, and that even though you might belong to political party A or tribe one or religious body XYZ, it doesn't matter. It's about Ghana first. Let us put the nation first. Let us put the nation as the topmost priority. And whatever we do, we must do it bearing in mind that we must advance the cause of this nation. We have just 2 days to the president. Let's give you a 15 farewell. let's all carry ourselves. And even beyond the barrier, we should demonstrate that we are Ghanaians first. That is what all of us look up to. Elections will come, elections will go. If you win today, it means that they will want you to lead them. If you don't win, you might have another chance. It's not a do-and-die affair. It is not a situation where you must win at all costs. I believe that when we begin to see that we are one people and believe that the resources of this country should be shared equitably among ourselves and not one group or the other, and that the destiny of the country should not change just because we are changing political regimes, it will lower the tempo and all of us will feel part of the system. The attitude of winner takes all, President Mahama is determined to ensure that we bring that to the barest minimum and bring everybody on board so that we can build a formidable, solid, and proper, prosperous nation for the entire Ghanaian community.